A reading from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Here at the Collaborative Dominican Novitiate in St. Louis, we're in the midst of the armchair pilgrimage of the Lands of Dominic with Annie Willits, Don Gergen, and Jim Barnett. Today's focus was on the establishment of the order and Dominic dispersing the friars to preach far and wide, even though Pope Honorius, not immediately understanding the vision of his predecessor, had only given them permission to preach in the Diocese of Toulouse, France. Some of the brethren questioned the dispersal, perhaps out of fear, uncomfortability, not wanting to be disobedient to the Pope, or simply a sense of not feeling prepared. At this resistance, we're told that Dominic became vehement and said, I know what I'm doing. Always seeing the potential in the friars and with absolute trust in the providence of God, Dominic sent them off to places like Paris and Spain. On this Feast of the Ascension, we hear in the first reading and the Gospel the accounts of Jesus sending his apostles to preach the Gospel to all the world. One could almost imagine a certain level of resistance on the part of the disciples, also perhaps out of fear of the authorities or a sense of not being prepared, and Jesus responding, I know what I'm doing. Also seeing the potential in his followers and knowing the power of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of those who believe, Jesus sent them off to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What Jesus did was to send his followers out to do what he did, to proclaim the gospel of God, to exorcise demons, and to heal the sick. In effect, they were called to be the holy preaching, to proclaim the reign of God in their midst as Jesus had done, as Dominic did several centuries later, and as we're called to do today by virtue of our baptism. The awareness of our call to go out to the world and share the good news, however, may startle us and find us resisting, even if it is only our own little corner of the world to which we go. Like our ancestors of faith before us, we may think we're not ready, that we don't have the necessary credentials, that such proclamation is better left to those who are more holy than we are. But Jesus knows what he's doing. The only necessary credentials are our baptism, belief in the one who calls us to follow him, and an indefatigable reliance upon the gift of the Holy Spirit. With these gifts, our compassion towards the hurting, our listening ear to the lonely, our comforting of those who suffer, our companioning of the outcast, and other such actions become the very proclamation of the gospel of God. The tradition of Dominic tells us that when he sent the friars off on their preaching missions from the heart of the order at Puy, he would say to them, "Go in confidence. You will lack for nothing. God has given you the gift of preaching." The Lord says to us today, "Go in confidence. You will lack for nothing. I have given you the gift of myself, the gift of the Holy Spirit." Christ sees the potential in each one of us to be about the proclamation of the gospel of God. Do we recognize it within ourselves? Whether we do or not, we can no longer just stand there looking up at the sky. It's time to get on with the preaching, for God knows what he's doing.